A man who injured two New York State troopers and a tow truck driver on I-90 was sentenced today in Troy. 27-year-old Christopher Newman of Castleton was sentenced Monday morning at the Rensselaer County Courthouse. In the wee hours of March 4, troopers Shane Swartz and Brent Caro had responded to a vehicle crash along Interstate 90 in East Greenbush. Authorities say the troopers had set out flares, closing the left lane. Newman's vehicle hit the trooper's car, glanced off it, and then struck the troopers and tow truck owner Jeffrey Waite Sr. In June, Newman pleaded guilty to vehicular assault and driving while ability impaired by drugs and alcohol. In court Monday, Waite gave a victim impact statement, saying the crash took everyone by surprise, and his injuries now prevent him from living a normal life.
I cannot hold or play with my grandchildren like I used to. I cannot do the work my business provides without someone's assistance. I cannot dance with my wife like we used to, something we always enjoyed. I cannot lift heavy objects or complete tasks around my home without the assistance of others. I cannot drive a long distance, making it difficult to drive our motorhome, to go on vacation. I'm self-employed, and financially, Mr. Newman's bad decisions have had an immense impact on my business and my family.
Newman's attorney characterized him as a good person who made a tragic mistake. Newman expressed remorse before Judge Deborah Young.
It was my fault.
He was sentenced to serve 2 to 6 years in state prison and led out of the courtroom in handcuffs. Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abeloff.
There's really no amount of time that's going to make these victims feel as though justice has truly been done. Their lives have been altered immeasurably and forever. Two state troopers who were just out doing their job and a tow truck operator who was with his brother there at the scene got blasted by a guy who'd been drinking, smoking marijuana, and taking prescription medication all at the same time, and it had a horrific and tragic result. And you heard that remorse from the defendant. I'm glad to hear that he takes full responsibility for his actions, but his actions destroyed three lives and their families' lives. You heard Mr. Waite talk about how he's probably never going to be able to work the same way again, how he's never going to be able to hold his grandchildren again.
Abelov says troopers Swartz and Caro are still recovering from their injuries and have not returned to work yet. The DA had strong words for people who choose to drive while in an altered state of consciousness.
I'll say the same thing that I say over and over and over again to every victim impact panel that I attend and speak, to every high school group that I speak, to everybody who I speak to whenever we talk about this issue, is just don't do it. Make the decision before you start drinking or doing illegal drugs as Mr. Newman did by smoking marijuana on top of the drinking. Think about what you're going to be doing before you do it. If you're going to engage in that conduct, get a ride. And I know Mr. Newman certainly wishes today that he had made a different decision, but I would tell everybody out there, you've got to make smart choices before you get behind the wheel, because once you start taking these substances, your judgment goes out the window and you end up thinking that you're okay to drive, and you're just clearly not.
Last week, Abelov accepted the resignation of Assistant Rensselaer County DA Seamus Donnelly, who had been charged by Gilderland Police with driving while intoxicated. Abelov said the DA's office has no tolerance for drinking and driving, adding he wishes Donnelly all the best. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.